Let's move on to one more mover this morning, and it's called Hims and Hers. This is the e-commerce retailer that provides personal health products to men and women. The shares are 11%. Numbers beating estimates, revenue beating estimates. The loss per share, a little bit wider than estimated, but the adjusted EBITDA loss was smaller than had been estimated. Gross margin coming in a little bit better than some analysts had predicted as well. And the company's coming out with some pretty blockbuster forecasts here, Saz.
But still, I'll push back a little bit. It was an interesting forecast, but they're still calling for an adjusted operating loss this year, Julie, $30 million to $20 million loss. But I think why you're seeing the stock price here react the way it has really is them really talking a lot about the earnings call last night, about them ability, their view that they do, in fact, have pricing power. You saw that in their average order values, that, in fact, increased. And also, too, they've expanded a good bit of distribution outside of Target. They had an exclusive distribution deal with Target. I believe that has now expired. So you've seen Hims and Hers expand into CVS, expand into Walgreens, expand into Walmart, GNC, and even Vitamin Shoppe. So I think the street likes to see that additional point of distribution.
Interesting. All right. Well, the shares also, that puts in perspective, doesn't it, that we just showed that year-to-date chart of Hims and Hers as well. So the pop today coming on what has been some pretty lousy performance from that stock. So that's important to note as well when looking at what's going on today.